Crime Auto Group, Christian speaking.
Hi, is Arden?
I'm sorry, who's asking?
This is Sam with Cardiff.
Just a second.
Sure.
This Art.
Hey Art, it's Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Sam, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to give you a call back. Got your message. We are actually still trying to work on getting the final approval. The underwriters, I actually just spoke to them because I expected an answer a little while ago. They are asking me to get kind of an explanation from you. Just to kind of run down the breakdown of what you guys do on repairs compared to auto sales.
We don't do auto sales.
So you don't do any auto sales?
No, we did it until last year. We canceled our licenses on the auto sales.
Oh, okay.
Strictly, if you look at our website, there is no word of auto sales, period.
Okay.
We just do repair and body work.
Yeah, so just repair and bodywork. All right. Okay. Now, also kind of the issue, the reason why this is taking a little longer is it's getting some extra scrutiny just because of the change in bank accounts. I just want to give you some feedback, let you know what's going on with it. So,
yeah, the bank account is like, you know, a lot of people change bank accounts. That's not
yeah.
A deal.
Yeah, and
today,
really...
Today, one bank is start giving you a headache. What do? You just move your business to a different bank.
Sure, sure. I think really the issue why they are kind of, you know, dwelling on it is just because of there was that difference in cash flow for those few months at the end of Bank of America, you're over $100,000, and then once you switch to Wells Fargo, there's a decrease. So
there's still charges in Bank of America. There's still deposits in Bank of America if you combine them together. Do you want me to send you the tax return that we have? So you can also see there's no auto sales, period.
Yeah, you know, that if that's easy, it will help. If it'll show right off front that there's no auto sales there.
Yeah, definitely we don't do auto sales. It's
not okay, that. Okay, good. And then how about, so the Bank of America account, that does it still exist or is it completely closed out?
Completely
closed. Okay, and the reason for switching, it was just what you had an issue with?
We had so many charges and flip-flopping accounts. They made me to open different accounts, and every time they say, open this account, it would make your banking easier. And then some service charges they were doing.
Oh, okay.
With Wells Fargo, there's no service charge, period.
Okay, so it was a service charge. That makes a lot of sense. I think they just really want kind of an explanation to make sure. They're just doing their due diligence over here.
Do you want me to fax you or email you?
Whichever is easier for you works fine for me.
Okay, can you hold very quick second, please?
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry about that, Sam.
Okay, no problem.
I got a second line. I put them on the hold. Call them back. So let me hear. Okay, I'm gonna email you. Let me just make a note here. And do you want me to take some shots from the our facility so you can see there's no auto sales or?
If it's easy for you to do, it will. That actually will make my position a whole lot stronger. If we just work strictly a repair.
I want to take some pictures and send it to you in maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, send it over, and I will go ahead give them the explanation and let them know that you're sending over the tax return as well.
Yeah.
And then from there, I can give them some feedback. And again, as soon as they give me any word, I will give you a call immediately. I know I've been waiting to get back from them. They've been.
How did you guys come up with the idea of auto sales?
You know, I'm not sure. They came back and asked me that because I never mentioned anything about auto sales to them.
Okay, okay. I'll do the tax return for you, and I'll send you some pictures.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot, Art.
Okay.